coming to you from Venice this week, because the film festival in one of the most beautiful cities in the world is now in full swing. It's not only the oldest film gathering in the world, it's also one of the most important. It opened last week with Pirates of the Caribbean star Keira Knightley and Last King of Scotland star James McAvoy on the red carpet, with the very well-received Atonement. And since then, almost everybody from Brad Pitt and Charlize Theron to George Clooney have been arriving on the island in their water taxis. Joining me earlier on his mobile phone from the Lido at the heart of the festival was film critic Jason Solomons.
I'm in the casino, where the main place where the festival takes place, the press conferences, the films unspool, the press run around. It's a great sort of 20s building built by Mussolini to kind of show Italy at its best.
Tell me, films, which have you seen so far that have impressed you?
Brad Pitt was here because he produces and stars in a film called The Assassination of Jesse James by the coward Robert Ford, which is a beautiful, long western, a bit too long in my opinion, but Brad gives a kind of great central performance as the outlaw Jesse James, and a great performance from Casey Affleck too as the coward Robert Ford. It's a western set in the 1880s about how Jesse James' myth began, and it's a film about myth, and it's a really beautiful film with a score by the Australian Nick Cave as well, so I think that'll be an Oscar favourite. And also we've had George Clooney in an investigative reporter kind of drama. He plays a lawyer fixer in a corporate firm in America who realizes he's on the side of the bad guys. It's a film called Michael Clayton, and I think we'll be seeing a lot more of that. It's a very tense, kind of clammy film.
Brokeback Mountain, of course, is one of the big winners at Venice. Ang Lee's back this year, isn't he, with Lust Caution. What's that like?
The return of Ang Lee was greatly anticipated here, as you say. You know, Lust Caution is a really beautiful spy thriller set in occupied Shanghai in World War II, in which a young budding actress has to put her skills to the test by seducing a spy, Tony Leung, a magnificent actor from Wong Kar-wai's In the Mood for Love. And this was a Chinese language return for Ang Lee, but this one, although he didn't have all the sex in Brokeback Mountain, he saved it all for Lust Caution. The film had these amazingly sexy scenes between his new actress Tang Wei and Tony Leung, and many people thought that some of the sex that was caught on camera was actually real, so it caused some controversy. So it's a very brave film from Ang Lee to make a film about his home country that most of his home country won't be able to see. However, we got the privilege of seeing it here.
Any sense at this point of who's going to be the big winner?
It's very hard to predict. I must say, one of the big surprises was good old British veteran socialist Ken Loach with his film It's a Free World about the migrant workers in London. That went down extremely well with the Italians, as has Brian De Palma's new film about Iraq, Redacted, which seems to be hailed as a masterpiece by some. I think the best film that I've seen here is, and I hope that we're with the Golden Lion and could well go on to win Oscars, is Paul Haggis, the man who wrote and directed Crash a couple of years ago, which won an Oscar. I think he could be back in the frame again with a film called In the Valley of Ella, which is the one that starred Tommy Lee Jones. It's about an American family looking for their son who's gone missing after returning to America after duty in Iraq. And I thought this was a deeply cynical film about the war, but a deeply moving one about the impact it's having on families. Wouldn't be surprised if Tommy Lee Jones win Best Actor and the film goes on to win Oscars as well as the Golden Lion itself.
Jason Solomons at the Venice Film Festival, which runs until the 8th of September.